The subject of the love of God is one of the most difficult subjects to teach. It's deep, it's complex, and it's totally amazing. For what it did is it saw us as sinners, and then it provided a sacrifice when we were sinners. So you and I, who know the Lord, have been left here in part to demonstrate God's love. And God abides in us, and those who have close fellowship with God will be those who demonstrate God's love in and to this world. So one of the assignments that we have, all of the assignments that we have as a believer, this one is the most difficult, because to love at God's level, it's a supernatural thing, and it's a challenge for any believer. Look at chapter 4 of 1 John, verse 17. By this is love perfected with us, so that we may have confidence for the day of judgment, because as he so is, so also are we in this world. So God's love is developed by our fellowship with God. That by this, it refers to the fact that by in abiding in God and God, who is love abiding in us, we may develop the kind of love character that's complete. And no one apart from God will ever love at a complete level. Any concept of love apart from God is going to be distorted. It's going to be incomplete. And God's love may be completed in us, because it's possible for us to reach a point in our lives when we are a complete reflection of the love of God within our personalities. That word perfected is better understood as meaning completed. So God's completed love does not just work itself out in external deeds of love, but also in loving things God loves and hating things that God hates. And God's love determines our attitude about God's judgment. That this phrase here, there is no fear in love. If we look at verse 18, it says, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. And so this is a term, there is no fear in love. This is one of those things that just people take advantage of like crazy. The verse isn't teaching that the believer should not be afraid of anything. This verse is not saying that a believer should not fear God. What this is saying is when God's love is developing in our lives, we love things God loves. We hate things God hates. And there's no fear of judgment, because we know as he is, so also we are in this world. What that means is we realize we think the same way. We love the same way. We love the same things that God loves. And that's the development of the kind of love. That's what casts out fear. So when we talk about fear, we're not talking about reverence and respect for God. We are specifically speaking about facing God in judgment and being afraid because we know our lives didn't stand or count for him. So those who are developing in God's kind of love are those who do not have a fear of punishment, but an anticipation of receiving the rewards because they're living in obedience. And those who are growing and developing in the true, pure ways of God do not fear judgment. They look for it with confidence. Well, look at verse 19. He says, we love because he first loved us. And so understand that this is possible. This love is possible. This God's love is possible because God first loved us. And so it's saying the only reason that we're going to continue to love God is because God continually loves us. The only reason we have any desire whatsoever to love God and his will and word is because God first loved you. You did not choose God. God chose you. You did not elect yourself. God elected you. You did not provide a sacrifice for your sins. God provided for you. Therefore, the only reason we can love God is because God first loved us. The emphasis is on the believer. The unbeliever is loved by God in one sense, but not loved by God in another sense. God loved the world and gave his only son for salvation. So the love of God is found in the cross of Christ. The unsaved person has no chance to love God, for he rejects the demonstration of that love, and that's Christ on the cross. Look at these last two verses of chapter 4. It says, if anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And this commandment we have from him. Whoever loves God must also love his brother. So the brother is a specific brother that is in your fellowship. When you know whom you know to be a brother. The Gnostics hated the apostles and those in the church who stood for truth. They were creeping into the church and they were attacking those who knew and taught the truth. So you got to listen to this. If someone comes into your church and continually hates his brother or sister in Christ and says, I love God, that person's a liar. That is absolutely impossible when God indwells the believer. The particular believer is one who mature in faith and is communicating the truth. That's the brother who demonstrates God's character. If a person hates one who demonstrates God's character, they also hate the God that they have not even seen. So one cannot just get away with loving God. He must love godly people too. That's what this is teaching.